Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Welcome to the 15th part of the 40-plus episodes of a new and interesting series titled Muharram Mourning Traditions in Different Lands that we started broadcasting as of October 15th on a daily basis to commemorate the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In this series, which delves into the various mourning traditions associated with the immortal Epic of Ashura in various lands, we'll look at the history of mourning for Imam Hussein. Stay with us as we continue to discuss the impact of the Muharram mourning ceremonies of Iran and the subcontinent, especially in the Shia Muslim communities. As we said yesterday, the direct links between Safavid Iran and the Deccan or southern part of India saw the emergence of Shia Muslim dynasties and their promotion of the culture of Ashura. It is also interesting to note that many Sunni Muslims in India are attached to the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt and participate in the Azadari, although they do not beat their chests. Nonetheless, they hold special discourses in the first 10 days of Muharram in honor of the brave stand of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and express grief over the tragedy that befell the Prophet's household in Karbala. As for the Shia Muslims of Hyderabad, they have some 125 Ashur Khanas, as the Husseinias are called in the Deccan. The chief among them is Sartuk, where a piece of the iron chain that was put by Yazid's forces around the neck of the survivor of the Karbala tragedy, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, is placed. Another major Ashur Khana is called Allave Bibi, from where the famous Bibi Ka Alam is taken out atop a caparisoned elephant on the day of Ashura. It is the principal procession in which tens of thousands of black-clad, chest-beating mourners take to the streets reciting elegies, while in front and behind them march elephants, horses, and camels to signify the importance of this ceremony. Ashura is a public holiday in India, and senior government officials also offer their condolences to the Shia Muslim community. In addition, special Azadari gatherings are held in private places. One of the famous is the procession of the Alam of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him, held at Husseini Kothi in the Old City on the 8th of Muharram, attended by thousands of devotees. The city of Lucknow in North India, which in the first half of the 18th century saw the emergence of the Naishaburi Shia Muslim dynasty of Iranian origin, after the invasion of Nader Shah Afshar, became the seat of power of Shia Muslim culture. During the Mughal period, and especially under Aurangzeb, Shia Muslims in northern India had no public rituals. But under the patronage of the Nawabs and their Shia Muslim courtiers and notables, such public rituals developed in Lucknow and rest of the realm that was called Awadh. Many new believers in the Imams of Ahlul Bayt entered the fold in this period, making their own contributions. Their rituals changed over time, shrines grew up, and lay believers of various classes practiced their faith in their own ways. Large numbers of Sunnis and Hindus were drawn into participation in the mourning rites for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, bringing their own influence to bear. The ruling family of Iranian origin established several Hindu Husseinias called Imambaras in the local language. Nawab Asifuddin built the Grand Husseinia to publicly mourn the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Similar structures were built in other places. Nawab Safdar Jung raised a building for this purpose in Delhi during Shuja-ud-Dawla's reign. Agha Bagher Khan constructed an Imambara in Lucknow. The northern Indian Imambara was influenced by the Iranian Husseinia or Taqiyya. Elegiac poetry, that dominated the religious culture of the Imambaras gave public exposure to poets and reciters. Asafoddoleh's court attracted numerous poets and reciters of elegies called Marsiya Khans, who came to hold an important place in public life. Mirza Muhammad Reza was one of the greatest reciters of elegies in his day. Other elegy reciters such as Mullah Muhammad Shushtari and Shah Hussein Velayat came to Lucknow from Iran and found appreciation at the Nawab's court. The account of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the ritual observances of mourning proved central to the development of the Shia community in northern India as the influences of Awadh spread to neighboring provinces, cities, towns, and villages. The central theme of the discourse of Muharram, or the Karbala paradigm, as came to be called, was based on existential truth about justice and injustice, life and death, faith and infidelity, etc. The distinctive manner in which Awadh Shias, as well as Sunnis and Hindus, responded to the mourning month of Muharram merits investigation in its own right. But their response is all the more important in that it had implications for communal relations. One such is the Kishnu Khalifa Ka Imambara in Bashirat Ganj locality in the Old City area. The Imambara, established in 1800, is famous for its Hindu azadars, or devotees who observe Muharram with all the religiosity of the Muslims. In the Imambara's two ritual props grace the room, a stairway-like pulpit or minbar, and a replica of the tomb or zari of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Two central rituals dominated Muharram, the majlis, or the morning session, which was held in an Imambara or a private dwelling, and the procession. The procession, by far the more ancient of these rituals, originated at least by the time of the Iranian Bovahid dynasty in early 10th century Iraq and Iran. The stylized mourning session developed during the Safavid period in Iran, though gatherings to mourn the martyred Imam Hussein had more ancient antecedents. In Awadh, in the early 19th century, notables held morning sessions in the Imambaras twice a day during the first 10 days of Muharram. The evening sessions, with their dazzling lighting derived from myriads of candles, mirrors, and chandeliers, were the best attended. The host hired a Maulavi to read that day's passage from a Persian prose text that described the sufferings of the martyrs of Karbala and the struggle of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt against the Umayyads.